You're listening to Morning Edition here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. It's the 12th day of January. I'm also pleased to be joined this morning by Peter Hanscom. He's the Initiative Manager for Indiana Competes, a coalition of Indiana businesses and business organizations pushing for civil rights protections for Indiana's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender residents. And Peter's been kind enough to join us this morning to discuss what his coalition hopes to hear on the issue of LGBT rights from Indiana Governor Mike Pence during tonight's State of the State address. Peter, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. I'd like to start by talking about the origins of Indiana Competes. Your group formed in late 2015 in the aftermath of the fallout over RFRA, or the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of your organization and its goals and concerns?
Yes, certainly. So at the conclusion of the last legislative session, business leaders from all over the state were sort of having these conversations with each other, and it was determined, right, that we needed to collectively come together prior to the 2016 legislative session that we now find ourselves in order to give business the vessel to speak with one voice about anti-discrimination measures and why they were critically important to our state's economies. Which started out initially as a handful of folks has now actually grown to over 380 businesses located all over the state of Indiana who are coming together to speak with one voice to talk about employers really of all sizes playing a vital role in protecting our state's brand and our reputation and making sure that lawmakers know that the business leaders of all sizes certainly stand behind their efforts to expand the non-discrimination protections for the LGBT community.
What would you like to hear or your group like to hear from Governor Pence tonight on LGBT issues during his State of the State address?
Yeah, so we know firsthand that Governor Pence has met already throughout the entire month of October 2015 with business leaders from some of our state's largest companies and many of those who are members of the Indiana Competes Coalition. And when asked for our input on how we think the legislature and the governor should deal with this issue, the answer is simple, right? Full expanded protections by adding sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes into the existing state civil rights code. This isn't really about special protections or new rights. It truly is looking at the existing code where we see already protections for race, religion, national origin, things that we already hold near and dear to our hearts as making sure folks in those certain categories can't be discriminated against. And we've heard the governor many times say that he abhors discrimination. And as we move forward, I think it's important for us to know, though, that under current Indiana law, you can be fired from your job for being an LGBT individual. You can be denied access to housing. You can be kicked out of a place of public accommodation. And so, you know, that's another part of our campaign, and I think something that hopefully the governor is hearing that message, that we have laws that need to be updated. And so we're working with the legislature and certainly with the governor's staff as well to highlight real stories from Hoosiers who have been discriminated against, and then also from those business leaders who say, please don't put us through what our state went through in the last legislative session. We don't need that embarrassment, and we certainly don't need that hit to our state's economy and reputation.
Senator Travis Holdman of Marco last week proposed adding protections for gay, lesbian, and bisexual Hoosiers, but not the state's transsexual residents, which he suggested needed further study. What's your organization's stance on that proposal?
It's our belief that that's why we have committee hearings in this legislative session, and we plan on, you know, being there to support a full inclusion of both sexual orientation and gender identity. Indiana has the 16th largest economy in the United States of America, but in order for us to recruit and retain the most and best professional talent here, it's imperative that everyone, you know, not only our employees and our customers and our residents, but also our visitors feel welcome here. And that doesn't mean carving out special groups or anything like that. There's an easy way, a very, very easy way to fix this problem. And so we look forward to hearing Senate Bill 344, Senate Bill 100, Senate Bill 66, and business leaders, again, of all shapes and sizes, will be a part of that testimony and be a part of those committee hearings.
Is there anything short of full civil rights protections for the state's LGBT residents that your organization could support? And I say that so, like, before gay marriage became the law of the land, there were civil unions. Is there anything short of full civil rights protection for the state's LGBT residents that your organization could support?
Well, so from our perspective, we are really worried about having a half measure actually do more economic harm than good. You know, certainly the business leaders that are part of Indian Competes, none of us are against religious freedom. You know, we 100% believe that religious freedom and civil rights can coexist peacefully together. In fact, if you look at our state's existing civil rights codes, they have coexisted well. There are already exemptions for employers with less than six employees. There are already protections to make sure that religious institutions would not be affected by this legislation. So certainly we're willing to have a conversation with anyone if it means a true extension of civil rights for the LGBT community.
Peter, I got one final question for you. Yours isn't the only organization in the state pushing for civil rights protections for LGBT Hoosiers. There's also Freedom Indiana, a grassroots group, and Tech for Equality, a coalition of tech leaders and businesses. Has there been any talk of joining forces to perhaps strengthen your collective voices?
I will tell you this. With Freedom Indiana, Tech for Equality, and a couple of other existing groups, we are all on the same message. You know, we all want exactly the same thing. We all know from talking together that there's a simple, easy way to solve this problem. You hear Freedom Indiana talk all the time, four words and a comma, right? Sexual orientation and gender identity, much of the exact same of what we've just been talking about this morning. But we truly believe that, you know, we're all on the same road. We're just in different lanes, if that makes sense. And so sometimes the business message is best suited to be told by actual members of the business community. Sometimes the harm story of an individual who has actually been discriminated against is best to be told through folks like Freedom Indiana. And so I truly believe that our message and our ability to work with lawmakers is actually strengthened by having many members and different coalitions who are all pushing the exact same legislative agenda. We are all working together. We are members of a broader coalition who are working to make sure that our state gets it right.
Well, Peter, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having us on, and we look forward to hearing what the governor says tonight.
That was Peter Hanscom, the initiative manager for Indiana Competes, a coalition of Indiana businesses and business organizations pushing for civil rights protections for Indiana's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender residents. You heard Peter here on Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. And you can hear Indiana Governor Mike Pence's State of the State address live at 7 tonight right here on your NPR station.